heard the news. Now let's talk about it. Here's Tom Young with the afternoon news on News 88.9.
Last fall, the mining company ADEX, spelled A-D-E-X, began to develop a parcel of land in southwestern New Brunswick, maybe as much as $200 million, that could sustain as many as 500 jobs over 20 years. Now, I had trouble pronouncing this word the last time I talked with Errol Farr. I'm going to let him try it while he can do it, and then I'll follow him. Anyway, he's the president of ADEX, and we get an update. Errol, good afternoon. Hello? No, we're not. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, see, all it takes is us paying a little attention on our end, and things work. let's try and pronounce this. I couldn't do it last time. Molybdenum. Have I got it?
Yep, moly for short.
Yeah, molybdenum.
Molybdenum, yes.
Okay, now for the benefit of those who don't know, that's what? I know it's a metal, right?
Yes, used in steel production.
Okay, so they get, and what does it do, make steel stronger?
Yes, and I think it allows it to exist at higher temperatures.
Okay, so back in, I don't know, sometime around the 15th of October, you and I had a conversation.
Yes.
And you were talking about maybe a couple hundred million dollars and 500 jobs over 20 years.
Yes.
And we're talking about a mine at Mount Pleasant, right?
Yes.
Where does it stand now?
Well, we've continued our development program. We've, since we last talked, we've completed three things that are part of the list to complete before we go to production.
Yep.
Those three things were a drilling campaign. We had drilled 3,700 meters. The drilling was primarily designed to make sure our resources were in compliant for an upcoming definitive feasibility study.
Mm-hmm.
And the results from that drilling are pending.
Yep.
But that's complete.
So
we
does that where you take core samples out of the ground?
That's correct.
Okay, and you line them up and you say, okay, this is so-and-so and this is so-and-so, and this indicates that we get 14 pounds for every 10,000 pounds of rock and that kind of stuff.
That's that sort of stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And so what we've simply done is spent some money to increase the confidence that we have the resources underground.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Second program we have started is looking at the production of tin metal from our resources, and that's a program happening up in Sudbury, a test program, and they're going to use a small smelting furnace to potentially upgrade the product that we would be able to sell from the tin side.
So you would take that out of the ground and ship it to Sudbury?
No, well, that's just where the test program is.
Oh, okay, yep.
We plan to take it out of the ground and smelt it on site.
Mm-hmm.
In a very small furnace. That's really early stage test work, but it's exciting in that we would be the only producer of tin, of high purity tin metal in North America.
Was there a tin mine that operated in that area at one time?
No, there was the tin mines in St. Stephens, I believe.
Okay.
That operated for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. And tin's currently the hottest sort of performing metal on the, you know, the London Metal Exchange this year.
Well, except for gold.
Well, now gold hasn't really moved much.
Oh, okay.
In 2011, and tin's up 28%.
So tin could be, or is, or might prove to be a really important thing here.
Absolutely. It's very important to us. Probably right now the top metal on our radar screen right now.
Okay.
Yep. The third item that we've done, that we press released a week or so ago, is we completed a pilot run in Fredericton at our engineer's lab. That run produced a high-purity indium and a high-purity zinc metal, which is a test program that we've been working on for the last couple of years.
Okay, I understand zinc.
Yes.
What's indium?
Indium is a fairly uncommon mineral. It exists with zinc in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Indium and tin together are what make your computer screen, your iPad, your iPod, your anything with a flat panel mm-hmm. work.
Okay.
In conjunction with tin, are major components of all electronics.
So is indium mined anywhere in Canada?
Yes, it's mined. Tech Resources has an indium facility, and they process indium as a byproduct at their smelter in Trail, BC.
Okay. Can we go back to this drilling thing for just
yes,
a minute?
Sure.
You said results are still pending.
Yes, what we've done...
What does that mean, that it's being analyzed and it hasn't been completed yet?
That's correct.
Okay.
And we will be releasing news on those results shortly.
Okay, so you said these are three things, one, two, three, that have to be done.
Yes.
How many... Okay, that's three out of how many?
Well, the next step is to start definitive feasibility.
Yep.
And that is would be a large document produced by independent engineers that would define the design parameters mm-hmm. around building the mine.
Yep.
And that takes about 6 to 8 months to complete.
Yep.
And you use that document in making your production decision. And in getting various governmental permits.
That's what I wanted to talk
yep.
about here.
Yep.
Do you have to go through an EIA?
We certainly have to register through the EIA process.
Yep.
Because the mine site has been impacted already.
But when you say impacted, you mean used?
Used, yep. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
The issues aren't, you know, as strong as they would be if it was a, you know, moose pasture.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to comply with all the relevant regulations.
Okay.
Yep.
For the sake of our discussion that we're having here.
Yes.
You've done the three.
Yep.
Then comes the feasibility, then comes the whatever and the whatever and the whatever.
Permitting and construction.
Yeah, okay, and I know that things never happen. I mean, I'm sure that you've got right now in mind, if this happens and this happens and this happens and this happens, then we're going to be taking stuff out of the ground on this date.
Yes.
And you know and I know that things never happen like that.
That's right.
But assuming that everything fell into place for the first time in mining history... Okay.
Yes.
When might you be lugging stuff out of the ground?
The end of 2012.
Okay. So that's the absolute earliest.
Yes.
So more likely 2014.
Oh, well, I don't hope it's not that long.
Okay.
I'm losing my hair too fast.
Well, no, because I mean, you know that things don't happen the way we always, they never happen.
That's correct.
The way we want them to.
Yep.
Because there'll be a roadblock here, and there'll be a roadblock
yep.
there, and somebody will come along and say, well, do you know that this mine is threatening the Siberian lichen, and
yep.
we
it
don't
could,
want...
Could be something. That's
yeah,
right.
There's always something that happens, and it'll end up probably in court. But you're still pretty happy.
I'm very happy. We have investors recognizing our value, our stock price is up nicely the last few months or last month or so, and I'm very focused on getting this project into production.
Okay, you and I talked October, November, December, January, almost 6 months ago.
Yes.
Your happiness quotient has increased substantially in the last 6 months?
Absolutely, because we continue to solve the mystery of Mount Pleasant that has been there for many years around its metals, the many metals that it has.
Yeah.
And the metal markets continue to be very strong, which only helps us.
When you say you're solving the mystery of Mount Pleasant, do you ever wonder why it took ADEX, or were people in there doing what you're doing and weren't lucky, or what?
Well, it's a combination of a lot of things. We've simply been able to build on all of the information going back, 20 years, mm-hmm. 30 years.
Yeah.
So the people that were there didn't have the benefit of what we know today. The metal markets have changed. You know, indium wasn't a strong metal 20 years ago.
Yeah, because we didn't have the electronic things we have today.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you build on the metallurgical experience or the processing experience that you've seen in the past and come up with new ideas and try them. And they're proving to be successful.
Did I ask you 6 months ago? If I did, I apologize because I'm about to ask you again. Does this require a smelter?
Well, it doesn't require a smelter in the typical sense that you would think of one, which would be a big, dirty, polluting facility.
You mean like the former Inco in Sudbury?
Yeah. It wouldn't be that way at all. The possible smelting technology would be in a very, very small building.
Yep.
And would have very few emissions.
So you're still confident of the 200 million 520 years?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you don't know this yet, or at least if you do, you're not going to tell me whether or not the indium and the, I'll call it moly, like I know what the hell I'm talking about. The indium and the moly and the tin and the tungsten and the zinc are there in quantities that make this whole thing feasible. You don't, yeah.
We know that the metals are there in large enough quantities.
Yep.
We know that the processing, is technically feasible.
Yeah.
And we have done an economic study. We did one last year. We've done actually two, but one specifically last year that proves, economic viability. What we have to do is prove it within a definitive framework. And, the parameters surrounding that framework haven't changed.
You mean the cost of getting it out of the ground and getting it to market?
That's right.
And that's basically what you've got to prove.
That's right.
And that's what you've got to prove in the next while so that you can bring this thing online hopefully in 2012.
That's correct.
Well, I'll tell you, good luck. I mean, I think it's great. $200 million, a lot of money. 500 yep. jobs over 20 years. How good could that be?
I think it would be great for the area.
Absolutely. Yep. So listen, we'll check back, and as soon as you know about the quantities and so on, let us know.
Okay, we will do so.
Errol, good to talk to you again.
Great. Thank you, Tom.
That's Errol Farr, and he is the president of ADEX, and that's a company that is still working on the development of a parcel of land with a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different kinds of metals, cost of $200 million, and as many as 500 jobs over 20 years. How good would that be? When we come back, we're going to get a final update on pond hockey.
You're listening to the Afternoon News with Tom Young on News 88.9.